KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The explosives unit has been sweeping the Pietermaritzburg Magistrates Court following a bomb threat. KZN SAP spokesperson Robert Netsyunda says they're still trying to trace the source of the threat and the motive behind it.
All inmates have been secured and the building has been evacuated as a precautionary measure. No injuries have been reported thus far and progress will be reported.
A gang of suspects linked to the murders of five people in Estcourt in the Midlands has been nabbed. On Sunday, six masked men opened fire at a homestead in Nyezani. One person remains in hospital. One suspect, who was arrested on Sunday, will appear in the local court today. Netsyunda says the other five were caught in Acaciaville in Ladysmith yesterday. He says they found an assortment of guns.
The vehicle which they used as getaway from the crime scene was also recovered. The recovered firearms will be taken for ballistics testing to ascertain if they are linked to other crime scenes in and around the province. The five suspects will appear in the Ladysmith Magistrate Court on Wednesday. Thereafter, they will be taken to Estcourt to face multiple charges of murder.
A truck driver has started serving a 12-year jail term for stealing chrome worth 250,000 rand. Dumizweni Dlamini was sentenced in the Richards Bay Regional Court yesterday. He pleaded guilty to stealing the metal that he was delivering from Mpumalanga to the port to be exported. The court heard that in April, the 37-year-old man met with his accomplice at the port, who then paid him 15,000 rand not to offload the chrome. He then exited the port and both used a radio jamming device to disarm the tracker signals of the truck. The heavy vehicle was then driven to Enseleni, where the chrome was offloaded. NPA KZN spokesperson Natasha Kara says the duo were arrested at the scene by police tracing the truck.
Dlamini was sentenced to 12 years imprisonment for the theft of chrome and 2 years imprisonment for possession of a radio jamming device. Both sentences were ordered to run concurrently, resulting in the effective sentence of 12 years imprisonment. In sentencing him, the court deviated from the prescribed minimum sentence of 15 years imprisonment, finding that the cumulative effect of his circumstances justified the deviation.
Dlamini's co-accused Mlungisi Nxumalo pleaded not guilty. He is expected to return to court next month. And Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party has resolved to adopt the gold-backed ZiG as the sole legal tender. It plans to phase out the use of the US dollar. The government has been instructed to expedite the de-dollarization efforts, though no timeline has been given. While the ZiG was introduced in April, analysts have warned that switching solely to the currency may not address deeper economic issues like inflation. The US dollar is still legally valid until 2030 under current Zimbabwe laws. Durban and Richards Bay, both a high of 25 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg, 23. The top story, the explosive unit has been sweeping the Pietermaritzburg Magistrates Court following a bomb threat. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.